It's 44 degrees at 8:56. Time to check on the commodity markets on this Friday morning. Filling in for Bill Mayer this morning, we check in with Tom Mann from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Brian.
What do we have happening today so far?
Well, let's just start out and take a little check on the current markets. December corn up a penny at 3.52. November beans are up 4 3/4 at 9.80 and a quarter. And new crop wheat July next year is 4.62 3/4, down 2 1/4. Let's take a little look at the chart indicators right out of the gate here. It looks like our East corn support is at 3.45, resistance at 3.60. If you look at the moving averages and the stochastics, we're in an overbought situation there, and I would expect some kind of a correction here pretty soon. Soybeans, basically in the same condition. We're looking at support at 9.35 and resistance at 9.95. Wheat is also overbought. Everything's pretty much overbought, and at any rate, probably looking at some potential for some downturns here relatively soon. Looking at the basis levels, at the rivers, St. Louis is up a nickel on corn this week. Mount Vernon, Indiana is up about 2 cents. Soybeans remain weaker. At St. Louis, we're at about a 16-cent drop from last Friday, the low being 25 under the November. We're down 10 cents at Mount Vernon, Indiana. I would expect the basis at the river to start to recover next week as harvest begins to wind down. In the interior, on the basis, Decatur corn up a nickel for the week, and beans remain really weak there at 25 under the NOVE. Also expect to see a rally in the soybean basis there next week. Harvest, we're probably, Illinois is about 75% complete. I would expect that to be a little farther along than that. Soybeans at 58%. The 18 states, corn is at 46%. The average is about 49%. As far as beans are concerned, we're at 62%. Versus the average of 63% in the 18 states. Wet weather is hindering us just a little bit there, and I would expect us to see a little more advancement over the weekend as things dry out. We have had some export news yesterday. Everybody was anticipating pretty flat, but we ended up being better than expected. Soybeans were excellent. We're up 239 million bushel versus last year, and corn and wheat were good, and corn is up 400 million bushel versus last year. We had some indicators out from Informa. They projected corn acres for 2017 at 90.971 million acres. That's down about 3.7% from 16. Soybeans at 88.487 million acres, down up 5.7 million, so a dramatic increase in bean acres. Projected production for corn, 14.242 billion bushel. That's 170.4 in the yield. Soybeans, 4.15 billion at 47.2 bushel per acre. We're looking at the Dow down slightly for the week, the S&P and the NASDAQ also. U.S. dollar's been higher on the week, keeping pressure on the market, but that's been supported by the exports. Have a good weekend.
All right, Tom Mann from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Thanks a lot for that report on this Friday morning, Tom. Let's take a look at your forecast quickly here. Sunny skies today, a high of 55 degrees. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly clear tonight with some patchy frost possible and a low of 37 degrees. Sunny skies for the day tomorrow and a high of 62. We'll warm up a bit for Sunday with breezy conditions and a high of 71. Then we're back into the low to mid 60s for Monday and Tuesday. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 44 degrees at 9:01.